السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، كل نفس بائقة الموت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, everyone shall taste death. And in other places in the Quran, it's mentioned, no one knows the place and time where he or she is going to leave this world. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the blessed days of Sha'ban, and the blessed night of 15th of Sha'ban is to come. And the blessed month of Ramadan is just 2 weeks away. And like everyone else, we are preparing to offer more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we become pleased in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all of us, have mercy on all those Muslims who are being oppressed all around the world. And we ask Allah, may Allah make us among those who are successful in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah unite all the Muslims around the world to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, dear respected brothers and sisters, the commands in Sharia are many, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter Islam completely. Enter Islam completely. And Islam is a complete religion, not just rituals or prayer or fasting, but it has a complete system which governs all aspects of our life, including our muamalat, our manners, our financial dealing, and every aspect of our living, whether we live here or any place else. One of the aspects I would like to discuss, as we all know that insan or human being or us, we did not come to this world with our own wish, when I should be born, where I should be born, how I should look like. We did not have a choice. Similarly, when I should leave this world, nobody has a choice. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows. And it's a universal truth, everybody knows, that one who has come to this world has to leave, ultimately. And everyone knows, whether a believer or non-believer, that everything we have collected in this world, we have to leave it behind. And this life is very short. In the hereafter, in the Akhirah, it will be asked, people will discuss among themselves, how long you lived in the world. And somebody would say, maybe 10 days. And some of them, more intelligent one, might say, maybe 1 day or less than that. Compared to the trials and tribulations and the affairs in the hereafter and the Day of Judgment, this whole world and what is happening will prove very small when people will raise up on the Day of Judgment. So Islam, being a complete religion, gives us a way to keep our accounts correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the aspects is our financial affairs. And when we are about to leave this world, nobody knows when, we should make sure that all the property and wealth and what we possess, it reaches to the people after us, to the nearest relatives, according to the Sharia, according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And living in the West, there are several challenges. And that's one of the topic I wanted to bring, because we are reaching Ramadan and end of the year, and people take accounts and look at the financial matters. And inshallah, this will help us fulfill one more command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given clear instructions in the Quran about many aspects, and some of the aspects we find in the hadith, But when it comes to financial matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much merciful and Allah wants us to have a straight account. The longest ayah in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest ayah in the Quran, if you take a look, it is about the financial matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the ayah begins, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِذَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوهُ. O you who believe, when you contract a debt for a fixed period, when you loan, when you make a transaction, write it down. Writing the matters, financial matters, were so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want the insan to lose 2 cents. That Allah revealed the longest ayah in the Quran to make the mu'amala, the hisab, clear. And at the end, near the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. That fear Allah, what beautiful things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching you. Fear Allah and He will teach you. The wealth and property is a blessing given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a trust. We are not the absolute owner of it. We have to obey the commands of Sharia, how the wealth is to be acquired, how it is to be spent, and how it is transferred once a person leaves this world to the next recipients. Everything is defined in Sharia. In the pre-Islam, there was a custom in some places that someone dies, then all the property and wealth could go to the strong men in their family, one who could ride a horse, or one who could fight an enemy. So by that custom, the women and the children, the weak, would not get any share. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aws bin Thabit radiallahu anhu died, according to commentators. And he left behind his wife and 2 daughters and 1 minor child, 1 minor son. And according to the custom, their cousins came and took over all the property. That was the custom of that time. So the widow came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained. And according to some of Mufassirin, the ayat of miras, the ayat of inheritance were revealed in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared and described the portion for everyone in the family, and everything is detailed. Allah, the ayahs begin in Surah An-Nisa, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the close meaning of the ayah, for men there is a share in what the parents and the nearest of kin have left, and for women there is a share in what the parents and the nearest of kin have left, be it small or large, a determined share.